Strange Adventure. Jason Grimm and his Tibetan guide and companion Ching walked the streets of the squalid little Indian border village of Laksa that nestled in the foothills of the towering Himalayas. Behind them lay Calcutta, Darjeeling, and the last vestments of civilization. Ahead lay a grim land of storm-swept mountains, rocky plateaus, and the forbidden, mysterious cities of Tibet. Jason had ventured to many of the frontiers of the world as an employee of that unique organization, Adventure Incorporated, but this was a new one. Inside his long native robe was a letter that was his passport to this great adventure. It simply stated that a company in Hollywood wanted a few thousand feet of film on the mysterious lamas or hermit priests of Tibet. Jason and Ching finally rounded up a few carriers and bought horses, food, and supplies for the long journey. As they prepared to retire for the night, Ching put the finishing touches on his companion's disguise, then stood back to survey his handiwork.
The beard and dark stain make good disguise. You now are a Tibetan pilgrim on way to a holy city of Lhasa. Because you not speak our tongue, I must tell people we meet you cannot talk. You must talk only to me and when we alone.
Day after day, they struggled over the cold and barren countryside. At last, Ching dropped back beside Grimm and pointed ahead.
We in Tibet now, Sahib. Holy land. We must be very careful.
Jason Grimm looked out across the empty, desolate land and shivered under his heavy robes. Somewhere beyond those distant white peaks lay the mysterious heart of Tibet. It was dusk when the porters in the lead stopped short, panic showing in their faces. Ching followed their gaze, then spoke softly to Jason.
Bandit, Sahib.
The white man looked ahead and saw figures scrambling down the steep slopes of the pass. He saw their rifles waving and heard their short nasal cries. He fingered the automatic concealed in his outer robe. Ching, the guide, ran forward straight toward the bandits, his hands upraised. Soon he was in conversation with the bandit leader. Jason Grimm watched him jerk a thumb toward the caravan and gesticulate rapidly. A moment later, the guide returned with a laughing, jabbering bandit leader alongside. The bandit looked the strange pilgrim over carefully, then said a few words to the guide. Jason had a horrible feeling that Ching had sold him out and wondered if the next minute would be his last. Jason Grimm removed a Tibetan prayer wheel from his robe and began whirling it. The bandit leader spoke to Ching, then strode off to join his companions. Ching shouted to the porters and the caravan moved forward, with the bandits falling in at the rear. When night fell and camp was made, Grimm called Ching into his tent.
Hey, what are they going to do to us?
Oh, nothing, Sahib. Tomorrow they go. I tell leader that you son a very powerful chief, and they must let you go in peace or your father make war.
Fine. Who is this great chief whose son I'm supposed to be?
Oh, he biggest bandit in Tibet.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye for my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen to A Matter of Honor, our next tale of
Strange